Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
I could do things my own way.
This is your way?
Why don't you hire yourself a yes man to run your company? It'd be a lot less stressful for both of us, wouldn't it?
Hi, everyone. It's Carly. This is Daytime After Dark on the Blog Talk Network. Okay, this has been a week of Marvel's Studios Death, way too much crying, way too much crying on my end. Days of a Life, sad, almost dying, you know, Stefano needs to be, you know, put, you know, in the electric cell right now after everything he has done. You know, he was the one that did this. And, yeah, he's walking around like a free man, kind of like Adam but I'm going to behave about my Adam comments. But really, you know, it's like the death of Didya really did something inside me. It coming to the core. It was not right. I will never say it was right because this is not right. It wasn't right when General Hospital took Jake away from us, and now they did this. Okay, Jill Phillips really needs to go look herself in the mirror because this has got to stop. She is a soap killer. She's a kid killer. I don't care how you slice it. You know, she's a bad apple, people. She's really, 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 really bad. And we are going to be talking in B&B, General Hospital. I usually don't like, I mean, I like Nicholas. You know, I'm just not a fan of Niz. But when he opened the door today and saw Robin, holy shit. Holy shit. That almost made me pee my pants. You know, because it was so good. Okay. Let's see. What else? Yeah, we are going to talk about everything and anything. Sadie, you were... oh, and you know, people, you can swear. I have no words. I feel words are really stupid. We are not in kindergarten. You don't have to make words. You know, this is daytime after dark. This is not, you know, kindergarten. So, you know, we have no words really on here. So let me bring my partner in crime, Cecilia, on.
Hi.
Hello, how do you like my little going off on things?
Good. I liked it. And I totally agree about you.
But,
if you follow me on Twitter, you will know that.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying. And people, if you want to thank someone, thank Cecilia for, you know, telling me my title of marbles and do your death was okay to do because, you know, I had no title and it just came to me. So, you know, I hope everyone likes the title. I hope I didn't offend anything. Anyone with that title, but come on, it was marbles to the epic this week. And Deja's death took over the headline of all week. Let me get Karen on. And I think this is Kelly on the line. Kelly, are you there? 217. Okay. But Karen, are you there?
Yeah. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Celia. How are you?
Good.
How are you, Callie?
I'm good. I'm just mad. After watching, you know, because you guys know me very well. I usually don't watch every day, and I had to watch every week because I don't know when my dad's friend is taking my TiVo down. So, you know, I had to watch, like,
every day if they disconnected
it,
sure. Because if they disconnected it, you couldn't miss anything. This week was too exciting.
Ooh. Well, yeah, it was.
I'll watch it this weekend. I've been super, super, super busy this week. Like, super busy.
You know, for once I'm organized and good, and I watch it, and you don't, wow. That makes me feel, you know, really good.
I watch this week. Usually I have at least half of them for the weekend, if not more, but this week was
too
exciting.
Well, usually that's what I do, but I have my in danger of my TiVo being disconnected to put my new Chivo in, that's going to save my life, that's going to let me record whatever I want, those are the ones. So I'm happy, but I have
that. You have so many hours,
so
yeah, you won't have to worry.
I'm all caught up. I'm just saying, you know, oh,
I just watched,
and
I fast-forwarded a little. There wasn't enough time, but I watched most of it, but I fast-forwarded the last 10, 15 minutes. I had to see the end on GH when Nicholas saw Robin. I was dying.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nicholas saw Robin.
Yeah,
wow.
I'm like screaming, hurry up, hurry
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I was too. Oh,
and
just,
you
know,
the
you guys,
he's on the island with Brit. And,
and Sadie is on the line, too. Hey, Sadie.
Hello.
Hi.
So, no, yeah, I mean, when the dough opened,
hurry up. I couldn't wait.
No,
that
I looked
was
at
exciting.
The, yeah. I looked
and
at the TiVo. I looked at the TiVo time, and I'm like, no. Do not do this to me. Do not. Do not.
Do not leave
not...
us on Monday hanging. I know.
I
know. I
know. I'm like, I was screaming. I'm like, no.
And
well,
I love that Brit.
On Monday anyway, but at least I wanted to see Nicholas see Robin so somebody yeah. would know she's alive, you know?
And I also love that Brit finally finally met her father. I love that issue.
Oh,
finally...
yes. She come in and see Faison. Yes, yes. And
I did enjoy Nicholas and Brit
shot.
Talking about their crazy family. I'm like, yeah.
What a crazy family, my God. The craziest, huh?
Yeah. I'm like, and he's not including the great-grandparents and uncles and the, you know, the
oh, my
aunts
God.
And
I don't know,
the cousins.
I don't know which needs to be in the mental ward more. They're all crazy. Yeah, totally insane.
What I liked, too, was when that guard came and, you know, that guard was about to put the gun on them, and then he saw it with Nicholas, and the look on Nicholas' face when he's like, no, it's Nicholas like, oh, it's Zach? He goes, no, it's Zilly. And the look of Kale, the look of holy shit, and then... No, but you stay here. Zilly's a really bad guy. And it was this, it was, you know, it
yeah,
was.
Nicholas didn't know Jerry Jax was there, and he didn't know, he didn't know Faison was there for sure either.
No.
Assumed he was, because he said, I'll take care of your parents, but I don't know.
Can we talk about Baby Ben and how huge he is? Oh, my God, that kid is, like, humongous.
He's an adorable boy. That crap.
Well,
that
he is.
Kid
he,
has,
well,
he's
yeah.
adorable, but he's so big. He like about took over Robin.
He, he's
like,
much
oh
an older, much older child than he's playing. Because he's supposed to be just born. How long ago? A couple of 2 months.
Two months. But you know what? I was thinking about this, and I know this is really mean to say. I'm probably gonna get backlash. But you know. That's what happens when you have, you know, half of your DNA is, you know, Faison and Dr. O. That might happen. You know?
Faison.
I'm
sorry.
So
I thought
Robin
it was funny.
Arm.
I mean, maybe, you know, other people don't, but we have another call. 970, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Kelly.
Hi.
Hi, Kelly. Yay. Yay.
How you doing?
Goody. Welcome. Welcome to the craziness. You know, I will admit the show is crazy. I won't lie. I will not lie. The show's kind of crazy. So, you know, just hang on for a very bumpy ride.
All right.
But you will have fun. It'll be fun. It's entertaining. At least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're talking about General Hospital now?
Yes,
talking about General Hospital.
Yeah, General is right now. And what happened today when, you know, that's finally Nicholas saw Robin and Brit saw her father Faison, and I just put it on a few minutes before I called the show. I had to fast forward a little bit because there was too much left. I wanted to see the end. I said, I hope that they at least see, you know, Nicholas sees Robin. So, yeah, it was kind of very exciting at the ending.
Yeah,
so
I
can't wait now because we got to wait till Monday. But I said,
you
no,
know,
yeah,
I know. I know it's
shocked.
Sad to whistle life away, but now I want to hear.
I know. We don't want to wait. It seems forever, huh? It's only 2 days, but every time the weekend comes and there's a good cliffhanger, it seems like 100 years until Monday.
Well, you know, this is why I usually
save them for Sunday.
Yeah, this is why I usually save them for Sunday, because it doesn't seem that it's one day away, then, you know, bam, but now
yeah, it doesn't seem as long as away.
I actually know what's going to happen, and it's like, holy shit, I know what is. So now I have to spend the whole weekend obsessing with what's going to happen on Monday. Thank you, people. Thank you, people, God, for doing this to me.
Oh, my God. Well, the coming attractions look very exciting. Anna and Robert make it there Monday.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
That looks like, yeah, it looks like there's going to be a lot of action on Cassadine Island on Monday.
I heard the custody battle was good this week, too.
Oh, they want to keep Connie, Dante, and Lulu.
Yeah,
I wonder how that's
going to
go.
Maxie and Spinelli want the baby back. It's their baby, like they stated. So this is going to be a beauty, I'm sure.
I saw a tweet earlier or yesterday that's like, it's good writing when you want both sides to win. And I'm like, yeah, you know, you feel bad for both sides, you know.
I love all four of them. I feel terrible for everybody.
Yeah,
it's
at
true.
The end of the day, there are no winners, but everyone knows, everyone to know about my Spinelli love on the phone and on Twitter. You know, I feel bad. I feel bad for Maxie. I do. I mean, okay, yeah, she did a really screwed up, awful thing, but I'm sorry, I feel bad for her, too,
yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Okay, Maxie, I know you screwed up. I know you did.
But I feel bad for Lulu. She looks like she's going to flip out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So. Well, if Lulu can only get her baby back, then this can be over.
You know what this thought of? Okay, I should not make that baby remark. Okay, bad baby remark, Coley. I should have never made it. Because that baby is probably Dante.
It's probably their baby, sure.
Said I should not make a comment like that. Okay, wrong DNA, people. Don't
wrong
listen
DNA.
To me.
And
wrong DNA,
a,
I don't
another,
know why it's... You know,
maybe
I don't know why it's
maybe
ugly.
We don't know about.
You know, but I
well,
just have
you
the
know,
feeling.
We never know. I always called it the Lily and Dante's baby, but it could be birthed through somebody else's. Who knows? But we find out. But
we don't know.
But,
I
do believe that Dante and Lulu's baby is out there somewhere. It has to be.
It has to be. Yeah, it has to be. It seems it has to be Britt's baby because there's no other baby that's on the canvas right now.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like they have to get, Britt has to find out that it's not hers. That belongs
yep.
to Dante and Lulu. Spinelli and Maxie got to get theirs. Then that whole, everybody will be resolved, at least with those baby
yep.
storylines. You know,
well,
of course, then Britt's going to be very
but
unhappy.
But in that aspect, there's still, like, that whole big storyline. Did Britt know, how much did Britt know that baby was hers, you know? Because with your mother as Dr. O, I could easily say she didn't know. She honestly thought that baby was hers.
Oh, I would say, because that Dr. O has done such despicable things, yeah, I would say Britt doesn't know. She's going to be in shock.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Cassine, I love it when she comes on, I love me a fan club weekend, but she's doing some bad, 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 bad things right
now.
Oh, bad.
Terrible. She's a great actress.
She's a great actress. I will give her that. You know who would make a good dynamic duo, people? Okay.
Oh.
Dr. O and Stefano. Karen, can you see that?
Oh,
Karen,
my
God.
I can. Yeah, well, that would be an unbeatable team.
Yeah, that
would be awesome.
I'm sorry. I mean, I know I switched soaps people here, but I just thought in my head, well, no, she's telling me with Faison. Faison is, you know, looks like a puppy compared to Stefano DiMera in my book.
Oh, my God. Well, they'd
even
be what an unbeatable team that would
me.
Be.
I cannot look at Faison. I cannot look at him. He scared me. I went high into the cupboards.
He does have a scary look. Yeah, he does have a scary look.
Like I said, he scared me when I was 14, and he scares me when I'm 28.
That's a long time, Cecily, to be scared, huh?
Yes. I mean, because he was part of the whole, like, boob dying and stuff with Helena back in, you know, back in 99. It's like, oh, God, he scared me.
I remember that. Yeah. He looks the same. Yeah, he is.
And he does look the same. I'm like, oh, my God, he still scares me.
Yeah, but
so
he looks.
Do you guys think that on General Hospital there are just a whole lot of villains right now?
They
drop from one villain to another, and I get them all mixed up. How's this one do with this one, and is he on Cassadine Island, too?
And most of them are
so funny how, like, everybody but a Cassadine is on Cassadine Island. It's like, okay, where are all the Cassadines?
Okay, I'm
going to island.
I know.
Okay, I got a stupid question, people. How far is Cassadine Island, you think, from Port Charles? Because I'm thinking, why isn't people not... Well, I just don't think...
Wait a minute. Are
we
getting confused? We're talking about where Nicholas lives. That's close. They just take the launch over. You mean the one in Greece,
okay,
right?
Okay, yeah. Well, you know why I'm
saying
that?
The one where everybody is.
Because
so it's in another country. So that's probably quite far from Port Charles, New York, right?
Where? See, I don't know.
I'm telling you, when they jump on a plane and then, like, the next commercial break, you know, when we get back from commercial break, they're at that place. It's like, damn.
They're already there, yeah. Yeah, only on TV, huh, Cecily?
Yeah. Jumping up. Hop, you know, away. It's like, good Lord.
I don't think we could be in another country that fast.
Well, no. The reason why I was saying this was...
It'd take that long to go through customs.
I know.
Right?
Just get
exactly.
I know.
The reason why I was thinking of this
the
is...
The one, Karen, the one that Nicholas lives in is Windermere,
yeah. Now, that's close, Spoon Island. They just take the boat over.
Yeah, they just take the launch.
Okay. Okay, they have Robin on
Cassadine Island in Greece.
Okay, this is what I was getting confused about, because...
Yeah, Jerry and Greece are in a compound, yeah.
Yeah, they're in the compound.
And
then the one that Nicholas lives in
That's what I was getting so confused about, because I'm like, okay.
Yes, Island, yeah,
because I'm like, okay, why don't they just take the launch and everyone, you know, get over there. If Robin is there, everyone should just get over there now and save her quick. And I'm like screaming at my TV because I'm like, if you're only a launch away, people, why is it taking so long? That's what I didn't get.
And Luke were on the plane back. So they had several scenes. So they had to fly for a while.
That's what I couldn't figure out. That's what I'm like, wait a moment. Wait, why are they taking a plane, not a boat? But thank you for clearing up. Now I feel stupid, but that's okay.
That's funny.
Well, the Cassadines have a lot of houses all over.
But they're in Greece right now.
But they're in that main compound where Helena always worked in her laboratory in Greece.
And isn't that where Stavros is frozen?
Yes, isn't that when they pushed the button and that was the end of Stavros a few several months back?
Yeah, I think, I think so. I mean,
I think
now confusing me.
It's
now all confusing me.
Yeah, I think
But he did fall in a bottomless pit, so he could come back from the dead.
I'm sure he'll be born again at
that
point. These people never die on these shows.
Never, ever, ever.
Those Cassadines.
A Cassadine never dies, a Tara never dies, you know, they don't die.
But I think Monday's going to be good, and General Hospital did, in the ratings, beat YNL over number one spot for the first time in, like, first time in two and a half years.
Wait, who was first?
It was
General Hospital beats
General
Young
Hospital,
and the
Yeah, and 18 to 49 in the coveted demo.
Okay, because a lot of people are so against the Delia storyline and killing a child.
Which I do want to talk about because
I think that they are going to lose. I think they're going to get a temporary bump because of the actors and their work because they're really doing a good job.
I think it's
going to be just like Jake, and it's going to last. And I hope.
I'm half expecting like Tony Geary to show up at any moment. Like seriously, that's how close the Delia storyline and the Jake storyline.
I know.
I'm half expecting Tony Geary to like seriously like be in one of those cars driving.
It was weird today. How, for anyone that didn't see, I'm sorry to spoil this, but I'm never this caught up. So Colleen's really happy of herself for actually being caught up. Okay, people? Because people say that I'm never caught up. People bitch at me around and well, this week you have nothing to bitch about, so take that. I thought it was weird how Esther came in and, you know, she didn't feel well and she was talking to Chloe and she had no idea what happened.
No, no clue. And neither does Jill. Billy's mother hasn't been on it either.
Jack left a message,
didn't tell her on the voicemail.
And I'm like, you know, for everyone that has been on Billy's ass this week, I'm done. I am done. Okay, maybe it wasn't the best thing for him to leave Delia in the call, but you know what? In this day and age, people do leave their kids in the call for a second to go one in the stove. He locked the doors. I'm not saying it was right or wrong. I'm saying it wasn't his fault. It was the driver's, fault. You know, really? I mean,
I think they're going to give flashbacks, too. There were more drivers on that road than Nikki and Adam.
I personally think that they're going to end up, it's going to be somebody else. Not on canvas because they already know that they've screwed up big time as far as killing this kid.
I think the only way that they're going to fix it,
I don't think they know who did it right now. I think they're going to go through each one of these people like they did with Jake.
And then
they're going to get to who did it. But I think that the one thing that I hope she pulled away from that, from her debacle with Jake, is I hope that she pulled away from that not to make it a family member. Because to me, if it's Nikki, that's just unforgivable that she would walk away from a child in need. So, you know, it's like she's repeated this story. And first of all, she didn't learn a lesson from you know, haven't repeated the story.
No.
But secondly, the bigger lesson of it was don't make it somebody you're going to hate for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Excuse me, I will say this, and I've said this.
I know, it has to be.
Blue in the face. I, in my house of house, I still don't think Luke did it with Jake. Call me crazy. Call me whatever. I don't care. Because I think there was much more in play. And they were just trying to bring Luke's character down. And that was the way to do it, to make him look like he was alcoholic when Luke was never an alcoholic.
He's kind of been an alcoholic all his life. I mean, for as long as he's been on there, you know.
Right.
I guess I disagree with, I never saw Luke was an alcoholic ever. Ever. I don't.
He always drank. Like, he always drank.
Yeah, he did drink. Every scene, practically, he was always drinking.
Well,
okay.
He was drinking.
Talking about General Hospital for a minute. Going back to General Hospital. Sonny didn't know that Lucas was adopted. Okay. That kind of baffled me a little bit because not only he would know because of Carly, being Carly's brother, but before Carly even showed up, he was friends with Luke and Bobby. So
right,
you would think
right.
He would know that he was adopted.
Yeah,
right.
And this week, he kind of had this like, oh, he was adopted, you know, or whatever. And I was just like,
well, but I think Lucas knew he was adopted, right?
No, Sonny. Sonny didn't know Lucas was adopted, but he should know that Lucas was adopted.
Okay, I admit I fast forward some this week because I, you know, was in a hurry. Sonny's saying he didn't know that Lucas was adopted?
Yeah.
Okay,
he
I don't buy that. No, he was married to Carly.
But he was also best friends with Luke for so many years. And
you think he wrote that?
Okay, that I believe
that back in the 90s, I would think.
No,
but
he didn't
that
know.
They
Luke,
I think
if Sonny was best friends, him and Carly were married, it would have came up. I mean, I don't want to disagree with everyone. That's not what I'm doing, but I'm just thinking logically. If you're married to...
That's what I was saying. That's why it baffled me when Alexis told Sonny, because I think it was Alexis that told Sonny, because she's looking into Lucas. And I guess they were talking. And
what day was
that?
Now I have to go back and look.
Why did I not see that part for some reason? I don't remember
that. Well,
Didn't I have news one day? Did I have news one day, Kylie?
What day was it, you guys? Because now I'm going to feel like I'm going crazy. If you don't remember, that's fine.
Because a lot of people make comments about it.
I don't remember seeing that
Tuesday.
It
was Tuesday, right?
Tuesday.
I think it was Tuesday, right? Okay, mm-hmm. I'm going to go back and watch it, because now you guys have made me
a
little crazy.
Because I think Sonny and Alexis were talking, because Alexis is the one that's looking up Lucas and stuff. And
okay.
The way that they wrote it, he was baffled, you know, And,
okay, well, I hope
the guy that writes for ABC Soap In Depth, he tweets General Hospital. He said something about it, and I was like, dude, what? And when I read it, I was like, what? And a friend of mine, you know, I retweeted it, and a friend of mine's like, I thought the same thing. You know, I was like, okay, I'm not going crazy here. I'm like, he should know being married to Carly, and not only that, but he was friends with Luke for so many years. And
I know, that makes no sense. I know, that is true. I did not see that scene for some reason.
So just to clarify, is this, it was Tuesday, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I will go back. Tuesday or Wednesday. I will go back and watch it because now, before my
TiVo
gets destroyed, I want to, you know, I want to see that because, no, that means Ron and Frank don't know what they, excuse me, my language here, what the hell they are writing, because to not know that, come on. He was
crazy.
Married to Carly for 3-4 times. Him and Liv were best friends. He was friends with Bobby, too.
I know.
Yeah. And
was that
one
of the ones who went to see him at the coffee warehouse at Sonny's office?
Yeah.
Is that the
okay.
Is that the day when Alexis went to see Sonny?
Yes.
And it took place in his office, Cecily?
Yes.
That's
okay, well,
I'll have to go back to too, like Carly.
I am begging you guys to come back next week so we can discuss this more because I want to see these scenes that I miss, and I want to yell and say, wait a moment, I'm going to treat Juan and Frank like a crazy lunatic because, you know, they need to get their facts straight.
They probably just wrote that in, I bet, because if
that
you go back in history, Sonny would have to know that.
Yeah, but, you know.
Don't you think?
I think they're all doing mm-hmm. that now because these things have been on for so long. They have to go through too much material, and they just take shortcuts.
I understand that, Kelly. I understand that, but that is something too idiotic to mess up because, you know, when the person, you know, I would understand if it was another person besides Sonny that I didn't know.
Yeah.
But Sonny, you know, being, you know, with,
Carly,
you know,
yeah.
Because,
yeah. I mean, he's been with Carly since Lucas was little, so, I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's been best friends with the Spencer family, you know, way back when. So he's known he grew up with Lucas.
That was kind of foolish if Sonny didn't know that.
Cecily,
yeah.
Cecily, you know I will be texting you about this. To this phone now.
We have to retrieve that day's episode.
Yeah, well, I never deleted mine until, you know, Monday because I like thinking, what if I have to go back and watch one and then it's there, so.
Oh, okay. It's still there. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but that, I'm glad someone, you know, I'm
glad.
That
was just a baffle. I was like, okay, I know I'm not going crazy. I'm going to talk about it on Carly's show, and other people can agree with me or not agree with me, but it was just baffling to me. I was just like, wait a minute. You know, it's like, hey.
That was crazy. I know. Well, we've all been watching it a long time, so we remember the history.
Yeah, I mean, I remember crap that you're not supposed to remember. I mean, I'm...
Like 20 years ago,
me too.
Kelly, right?
Yeah, like, that's me. It's like, I remember shit that I'm not supposed to remember, but I do.
It was so long ago. It was probably older than you, Cecily.
Yes. You are.
Some of the stuff, huh?
Well, I watched it in the 90s. 90s,
and then
2000s.
Yeah, people watched it 20 years,
yeah,
huh?
That's when, yep.
I grew up with Joel Hostel on days, so.
Yeah,
then,
me too.
Me too.
And
days
passion.
Was the one that I picked when I was in college of my own volition. But
uh-huh.
As the World Turns and the Guiding Light was
oh,
the
I
one
love
that
those,
I watched
Kelly.
With my
those
grandmother.
So
yeah.
See, a lot of my friends' mothers watch CBS shows. So when I went there, I was watching the CBS shows.
Yeah,
and
Those were well towards more the more recent years. Like the last 5 years they were on, not years and years ago, but they were great shows. I hated when those were canceled.
Oh,
know,
The Guiding
so
Light
bad.
Was like,
yeah,
so
I mean,
sad
yeah,
to
I
me.
Mean, I said, I grew up watching Days and Z's, and then I moved over Because my grandfather, I can say this now that he's no longer here, he would not kill me. We would watch The Price is Right together, and then I would go take a shower after The Price is Right, and then Ryan L would be on, and I'm like, oh, do you want me to sing this? He goes, don't you dare.
You know, my grandfather watched General, or he still does watch General Hospital, and that's how I got on General Hospital, and my mom watched Dave.
Yeah,
so
it will be on, and, you know, when I said, oh, did you want me to tune something else on? He goes, no, don't you do. If you do, you're dead. And I'm like,
he liked
okay,
it, and he didn't want to tell you.
Yeah, and I didn't want to die that day, so, but, and then I started watching it, and I was watching mid-90s. I was watching a lot with, when Scott Reed was on as Ryan, I would watch a lot of that. And so Ryan L was always the one that I went back and forth. I mean, I didn't watch it every day because, well, if I watched all these shows every day, well, I can say this. I skipped a lot of school for my soaps, and I didn't kill.
You're not the only one. Me, me, me.
A lot of school, huh?
Yeah, but did you?
Like, big storylines, like, seriously? Like,
yeah.
If you guys remember, I forgot the little boy's name, but he was Hope and Bose, and it was the whole Lexi and Abe baby died. And it was like the whole baby switch and stuff.
Yeah.
And they had to give the baby back, and Belle and Sean like kidnapped the baby and went on the run. Yeah, I had to miss school for that because I was like, I have to watch this. They were about to run with this baby. And they did run with the baby. But it was funny. I don't know the baby's name. I forgot the baby's name. Like JT, I think it was. I think it was JT. John Thomas.
Well, I skipped school. I mean, I was bad. When I heard the bus crash on General Hospital was going to go down because I read it about it in one of the magazines with the BJ bus crash, I came up with the greatest illness ever. You know, I was that smart. I mean, I give me credit. And I gave myself another illness when Sonny and Brennan was the while. And I skipped school for Main Song Blondes for Days of Our Life. Okay, so people, I'm a bad person, okay? I'm a bad, bad person. Really?
Not really. I skipped school a lot. I didn't have to skip school. I was like, Mom, I don't feel good. Mom, I just want to stay home. She's like, okay.
Well, you say I can do it.
I didn't have an excuse. I'm like, Mom, I just don't want to go to school today. She's like, okay.
Well, usually my mom would say, oh, yeah, you can stay home, because I go, Mom, I'm nauseous. And especially if I said that to my dad, like, oh, God, I think I'm going to throw up. He would go, oh, okay, leave me alone. Stay home. Bam. So, you know, but I just think it was, I mean, you know, I say this a lot. If we had T-Bones here, back when we were all in school, I think we were all been in school more than we were, because if we had TiVos, it wasn't like we were in a rush to get home, because the TiVo would save us.
I know.
Then we could watch it at night.
The VCR did not save me, because, you know, the VCR, you know, was nice, I give it that, but an 8-hour tape were 1 hour before, you know, the end of General Hospital, so I would miss the ending.
It was the same as the, I was happy when I had a VCR. It was better than nothing, but it wasn't like a TiVo or a DVR.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was funny because I got out of school at 2:15. Well, here, General Hospital came on at 2 to 3. So I would have to rush home from school. I always miss like the first 30 minutes of General Hospital every day. I was so mad. And then SoapNet came along.
Yeah.
And then SoapNet came along, and I was like, thank God. Because I got to watch it, you know, at night.
Well, Dave came on here, too, and Zeno Hospital came on here. No, Dave's came on here too. Dave's came on here three. So what I would do sometimes, my last class, you know, was study hall or ceramics, and my ceramics teacher was, you know, on drugs basically, which was a good thing. So he would take roll, and even if you were not there, I mean, if you were there, he would think you were there, so it was, like, perfect. And so I'm like, okay, and I would tell my friend, just say I'm there, and they go, okay. And I would just take the earlier bus and get home right as, you know, ZH was starting. I would do that, not every day, because if you do that every day, people will become suspicious. But I do that a lot.
No, I'm the kid that came home from her first day in kindergarten and told my mother I quit. I was staying home with her. I quit. I was 5 years old. I came home my first day of kindergarten. I go, Mama, I quit school. I do not like school.
I quit.
I'm staying home with you. And let me tell you, I graduated. When I say I barely graduated, I barely graduated, but I graduated.
Oh, my God.
I quit school.
Before you even started at five, huh?
Yeah. Well, my school started at 7:30, so I was getting up at 6:30 in the morning. So, and I'm not a morning person, so I hate
no,
it.
No.
Well, yeah, me either.
No, me either.
So,
yeah, I hate the morning. Even when I was a kid and
going
to school, it was hard for my mother to get me up. I was always running late.
I used to tell people, like, my dad was my alarm clock because he knew I would turn over, and I still do it. Like, I'm, like, rushing out the door to get my son to school at 9 o'clock because he starts
at 9. It's a little bit later.
I'm still rushing out the door trying to get him to school on time. It's horrible because I'm like, okay. And then I do it, and, like, my alarm goes off, like, five different times. And I'm just like, oh, my God.
I know,
okay.
I don't use the alarm clock anymore. I use my cell phone alarm. I set it for 3 every 5 minutes because I know I'm never gonna get up. I know. I'm like, I don't wanna get up. So I keep saying for five more minutes for me turns into an hour and then I'm late.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
on Friday mornings are the worst because I have to take my son to speech right before school starts. His appointment's at 8.
Oh, that's even earlier.
And it's like, so I have to get up at like 6:45. So, yes, Celia has been on the go since 6:45 this morning, people. I'm surprised.
Oh,
what about
you had
Kelly?
A long day, Celia.
What about you, Kelly? Are you a morning person? Or
no,
Kelly,
I definitely... I hate mornings. I have never been a morning person.
Oh,
wow.
You hate the call.
It's just hell to get me out the door in the morning. I've had problems with it in my work life and everything else. And finally now I do get up. I set my phone alarm, and I get up. I set it to this ucky, crappy stuff and set it across the room. So I have to get up and shut it off. And then since I'm up anyway, then I just stay that way. But, you know, I've been sleeping on the sofa because my cat had been sick for a while. And I finally found out he's got hyperthyroidism. And now they treat that by
they do a human with a thyroid pill?
No, he eats this food. It's a special food they finally made. And it used to be, I had another cat way back when that had the same thing. And
really?
They had to have chemotherapy or it was $5,000 back, you know, to go over onto the Front Range to Denver and have the thyroid injected with iodine. Radioactive iodine. Yeah. And so anyway, and they injected it, and then that's the gold standard. That will get rid of it. But apparently this food works too. And so I brought the food home, and I had mixed it with his other food thinking there was going to be a problem. He's taken to this food just fine.
Oh,
well,
that's good.
Yeah, so anyways, I'm still sleeping on the sofa so I can keep an eye on him, but
sure,
hopefully like in a couple of weeks I'll be all right. But yeah, so
hopefully
the light comes in the living room and everything, so I'm up at when I'm supposed to be.
Oh, once the light, I hate when the light comes in. I get room darkening shade. I like
yes.
the dark.
Yeah.
The, you know, the sun wakes you when you're not a morning person. Once that sun comes in, you know, forget it.
That's
well,
right.
I got blinds, but then I got this, I put this big blanket that no one was using over the windows. And that wasn't, you know, that wasn't terrifying me. You think I was a princess. And so then I put paper clips over the, you know, the staple, the blanket together. And now it's the darkest room ever. I am so happy with my little DIY project.
Now it's completely closed. No sun at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, no, because, no, if there's one little light coming in my room, I'm not happy. I'm a bitch, let's be honest. Yeah, I'm like, light, go away, never come back.
Okay.
I know. It does wake you up if it's a sunny day.
Yes, it does. It really does.
At least if it's a rainy, it's not as bad. It's a little cloudy out, you know, but when it's sunny out, wakes you up.
So
I'm sorry, you
mind
your mom's TV in the background.
Really?
Yeah,
what's
I know.
That?
I said you might hear my TV in the background. I'm sorry. I'm trying to set the stupid TV up for my kid.
Oh no, I didn't hear anything. I'm not on this end.
Okay, good.
No.
Kelly, what did you, so you want the, what soaps all do you wash?
I watch
I know
all
you...
but the Bold and the Beautiful, and
okay.
I'm going to start watching it when Thorsten K comes on.
I love Thorsten
K. Oh,
Kay.
I wanted to talk about that before I forgot, you know, because my mind is filled with Diddy's death and Vicky's performance and how much I cried this week. No,
I know.
No, I mean, I...
Not
I
only...
I thought
Florida,
it was bad when Zeke died, but I don't know. This took me to a whole new emotional level that I never knew was possible. And, like, I threw the Kleenex box, and I did not enter my TV, but I threw the Kleenex box at the TV. I got so mad the moment they said it was gone. There's something about this, like, crushed me and was like, no, you're not doing this to me again.
I know, it was bad. It was bad. I was crying a lot, too. It was bad, that storyline. It was terrible
to
watch.
You know, I feel sorry for...
Bad storyline.
I feel sorry for Chloe. I do, don't get me wrong. She's the mom. But my heart broke today for Vicky. I'm sorry. And, you know, you cannot, you know, she was feeling so bad and blaming herself, and my heart broke for her. I don't know what anyone else thought or anyone else saw that, but
I felt bad for all of them.
Yeah.
Billy's doing good, and Liz is doing good, and... They're all doing good.
Well, you know
yeah,
what I think? They have got the stages of grief, loss, down pat. Each one of those actors like must have read Kubler-Ross or something. Because each one of them, they've got the bargaining.
Yeah, you're right.
If only she comes back. If only, you know, this and that. If I had her back. If only I hadn't asked for ice cream. Billy and Delia wouldn't have stopped. It's my fault. You know, the blame game. And Billy is like the epitome of anger. Oh, my God, I thought he was going to belt Victoria, you know, when he stood up and bounced off. And he's just like the epitome of anger. He wants to beat on something so bad.
Well, that's why I thought today, that's why I thought when with that, sorry to interrupt you, Kelly, but that scene with Adam, Adam, I'm not a big Adam fan, don't hate me. But I'm not, so don't hate me, people. But
Well, I was hoping he would pop him one, you know, and give him
that's
a fight.
That's what
that
I
wanted.
Was hoping. I was yelling at the TV, Billy, pop him, hit him, the son of a bitch. You know you want to. You know?
I like all of their portrayals. I really do. I think they're all doing a magnificent job. And of course, I'm a big, huge Billy fan. If you follow me on Twitter, you know that. I mean, I don't make any bones about it. I left the show for 6 months after Colleen died, and I came back because of them, and I've stuck with it through some really horrific storylines, and this one's the worst.
Yeah.
I mean, I make no bones about it being Billy and Victoria fan. I don't care. I love them together. I've always loved them together. They have been one of my favorite couples. Why I've stuck with Ryan all this long. Because, you know, I mean.
I don't have one versus the other. I like them both, Chili and Billy, so.
Yeah, I used to really like Chili a lot. And then I felt like they made Chloe kind of a harpy.
Yeah.
You know, it seems to me like she
what
was constantly
you mean by
on
that?
Here.
That
wasn't fun.
But the way she was laughing out of Billy was the scene that came back in my mind when Liz was blaming Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Are you mean probably blaming Sonny?
Yeah, I mean, maybe you guys are not, you guys didn't make a parallel to that, but I did when I was watching this. I'm like, where have I seen this before? This isn't new. I mean, it was new how they were portraying it, but it wasn't new how the blame game was there. I'm like, okay, Chloe, calm down and calm down. Billy loved you. Calm down.
Mm-hmm. Go
ahead.
That's what I didn't understand about the Billy flash, you know, the flash forward to Billy. I mean, I know it's in his mind, but when she got older, it's like at least they could put Chloe somewhere, you know, at the wedding or at the birth, even at the birth, you know, for 2 seconds. You know, it's not. That's what, you know, because they were friends. Like, Chloe and Billy were friends.
Well,
so,
what I didn't understand about it, though, is I wanted Billy to get his perspective of what life would have been like with Delia had she survived. And, but I also wanted to then, on the other hand, I wanted to see Chloe's with Kevin and, you know, and that. And maybe Chance came back or something, you know, to do with that. And I wanted to see that side. I wanted to see the flip side of that. Because she was
exactly.
Both of their kids. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know what? And I really want to see Kane and Lily. I mean, not Lily so much, but Kane. Because wasn't Kane, we thought, remember for about 2 seconds, didn't Chloe say that Kane was the father of Delia way back?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
I think Kane and Lily are kind of an afterthought right now. I think that they're going to be home not working for a while.
Well, I know, but I just want to see, you know, because, you know, I thought a lot more people would find out more about Didier than they are right now.
Well,
you know,
see,
I mean,
me too. And I felt like a lot more people besides Dylan should have known.
Yeah,
you know, like
yeah,
Joe
that's
would
what
have
I
been before
too.
Dylan.
Yeah, and you know, I was happy that they showed Abby today because that was very good. That was very good. But with Nick, you know, Nick could be relating a lot to this. You
mm-hmm.
know, Will's, you know, I want to see the ghost of John Abbott, you know?
Somebody on Twitter was like, instead of Noah and Nicholas, or Nick, consoling their aunt and sister, they're over there with Cupcake talking about Avery.
Oh,
I'm not eating cake. I'm like, that was just, it was funny. I was like, well, and she called her Cupcake. It's funny. I was like, I'm not a big Avery fan. But like, but it's true. It's like, shouldn't you be over, you know, over with your sister and your aunt comforting her, you know, than talking to Avery about somebody not eating your wedding cake?
I like Avery, but that's all I'm going to say. But, no, but, you know, but I also thought, you know, why would Jill be on a cruise right now or wherever she is and not be with her son, number one? You know, that,
right.
that was a wrong move for them to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you know I've got to give kudos to Peter Bergman. He was terrific this week. You know, he was breathtaking. He was such a good brother, Billy. He, you know, he was just there for him. And when he's
mm-hmm.
like, don't worry about, I will call the family for you. You know, that was just like, it made me cry. I don't know why, but. All these scenes this week was making me cry because it's like everyone is being so powerful. Even Victor, you know, didn't piss me off that much, and Victor's always pissing me off. He was kind of nice about the whole thing, but, you know, but Victor is like, do not blame him, Dad, do not. And she walked out. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, Victor, you got to stop being a duck ass, you know, with this. And, if Ryan O doesn't get some daytime Emmy nods for this storyline, something is fucked up.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a very sad storyline, but there's a lot of good acting going on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there really is. There really is. And a couple of them, I didn't know they had it in them.
I know.
Wow. I'm just curious.
I just
like,
sit there in amazement. It's like, you can do this. I mean, you really can if they give you the right material.
Yeah,
exactly.
When the writing is lousy.
If they give you the right material and they've given
yeah,
the actors the right materials. I mean, you know, everyone, you know, I mean, when Chloe had to, no, when Cersei had to find Chloe to tell her, it was like, that broke my heart too. That broke my heart because it's like, Chloe was so happy. This back from the day with Kevin, and she was so happy. And it's like, you know, breaking her heart and,
she was
you
happy
know.
For like, I know, that was sad.
One thing I didn't understand, why did they take her body away so fast? I didn't, you know, why not let, I mean, with other soaps, Karen, remember when, you know, Zach Von Hope's son died on Days of Our Life. They were able to, you know, kiss him goodbye and everything. Why wasn't Chloe
I
able
was
to
come out of the room quickly? I know she was.
Yeah,
I was
why? I mean, that's what I did not understand.
Her.
I don't know.
It was like they took a body so fast, and, you know, I just thought, wait a moment, that is not nice, and that is not good, and that was a nice for them to do.
No, but she was already gone when Chloe came to the hospital.
You know,
yeah.
I'm sorry, I would have waited. I would have waited. Kelly. I hope Kelly calls back. 217.
I'm still on.
Okay, no, that 217 dropped. But no, I just, you know, I don't understand. You guys have a problem with Chloe not being able to not see her doll. I mean, didn't you think that was like a kiss off?
Yeah.
Well, it was, I think, when the woman came, the transplant team.
Uh-huh.
When the head of the transplant team came in, Chloe said, "I want to see my daughter," and she told her she was in the room upstairs and told her it was like 2:55 or something like that.
Yeah.
At the end, Chloe was going to go up there and see her. And
okay.
So I think they just didn't show it because I don't think they wanted to have Sophie, you know, be laying
there.
I think she was too young to do it or something.
I think that's probably why they did that.
I think she was too little to hold still for that long.
See, I do too.
Like, they could do it with, you know, they could do it with Michael or Dylan Cash because he was a little bit older, so he could, you know. Well, and like Steve said in some of the interviews, he was like, I was doing the scene, and he's over there snoring. He's like, dude, I'm trying to win the Emmy here, you know. Because, you know, he would have to lay dead or in a coma for Michael for so long, I guess, you know, Dylan would fall asleep.
Oh, that's funny.
217, you're back on the air if you want to talk, or I can put you on mute or whatever, but you're back.
Hi. I'm just having a fun time listening to you guys. I accidentally fell asleep.
Oh my God!
I'm sorry, it's not because
you guys are boring.
You? It's just because I have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I was listening to you guys having a hard time getting up to go to bed. So I'm a nurse practitioner, so I get up early. So I was like dozed off, and my phone went dead. I popped up, and I'm like, oh no! I've enjoyed hearing you guys though, and I agree with everything you guys have said.
Did you have any anger? So, I mean, if you lost my
yes.
at all?
Yes. I'm really angry about that. Same thing you guys are about YNR. And I don't think it's Adam because that's too obvious because it's a soap opera. You know how it's too obvious when when you think it's going to be Adam that's ran over Delia, even though he's got that little piece of headlight missing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And even
I think he hit the dog.
Missed the dog or something because the dog was wagging his tail when he stopped.
Yeah.
But what's the deal about Nikki I just read on Twitter tonight?
Well, they're showing a promo that I haven't gotten the link to yet, but in the lights, it's in Adam's lights that they are showing Delia, like her face or her silhouette or something. And then, but Nikki, the SUV is going to be registered to her.
Oh.
The one that they run down in the movie or the video, yeah. It's going to be registered to Nikki. So that'll be interesting.
Well, you know, I just read that tonight on Twitter, and I was telling my mom, we were trying to figure it out, because remember when Nikki went to Victoria's house, and she babysat Johnny, but why, so at that time, the play was still going on, I guess, and Victoria was just waiting for him to get home. Was that it? But then did Vicky get the call then, and so she had to leave? And so Nikki babysat. Was that?
Yeah.
Well, no, Nikki was already there, wasn't she?
So she could have already ran over Delia then?
Yep.
Oh,
and then
my.
Gone and talked to her, yeah.
And see, you know.
And talked to her daughter.
Oh, good God, if that's it. Oh, my. I mean, I don't want it to happen to, I know a lot of people don't like to Adam. I'm not saying I'm a lover of Adam either, but I don't want it to be any family member, you know.
I
don't want it to be Adam.
That is the thing. I don't know your name.
Renee, I'm sorry.
Renee. Okay, that's fine. Renee, you know, if you watch General Hospital, they did this with Jake, and they had a, you know, look, you know, I don't think it should be a co-family member or whatever
right.
to do this.
Like Luke and Jake.
Right.
Yeah, well, in my crazy head, Luke really didn't do it because I love Luke, and I never blamed him.
I know.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Luke,
okay.
too.
Okay, talking about the Lucas Sonny thing, it sort of seems like Sonny, if all people would know that Carly has a brother, Lucas.
Why? I don't remember this when you guys were.
It was October 17th.
I've just been listening to you guys. I haven't been talking, but I know, you know, about how Alexis wanted to know who Sam's father was and all that, but I don't remember, just like Carly doesn't remember that part either about talking, you know.
It was October 17th.
Okay.
Wait,
I don't see. I've deleted everything I watch. I usually delete.
Wait,
Renee,
did you have TiVo?
No, I don't, but I'm thinking about getting one after you keep talking about TiVo. I'm kind of
older, so I don't know. I think
TiVo's
to make me a spook person because I'm in love with mine, and
we could make some money,
Molly.
We could make TiVo. We should get a commission.
Yeah,
exactly. But no,
well, you know.
Oh, it's too bad you have. Well, okay, because you know, I might be wanting to come back next week because I want to see the scene because I think I accidentally fast forwarded because I'm usually not that responsible. Like watching all week, I usually wait for the weekend. So for the first time in like 4 years of me hosting this show, because of my TiVo. I watched all of it, and I think I fast forward because I got, you know, I'm like, okay, I got to do this. It was because it's late when I watched it. So, you know, I'm going to go back and watch it, you know, and see because
right.
this is driving me crazy.
It's kind of like when you have a cell phone.
When you buy your new cell phone. You want to go back. October 17th,
yeah.
I want to hear that.
It's kind of like me when I bought a new cell phone and somehow I lost all my cell phone numbers. They said my SIM card would be okay or whatever, and I lost 200 phone numbers. Numbers that were cell phones, you know
awful.
What I mean, that I couldn't get back. People all over the United States and Australia, you know, different places.
Oh,
yeah, it made me sick, you know, but yeah, I know what you
kidding.
Mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, it made me sick. I know what you mean, but let me ask you one thing today. Today is making me sick. Or Friday. Is today Friday? I don't even know. No,
today's
not
Friday.
Today's Friday, yeah.
Friday. Oh, my gosh. This is making me sick because, okay, I'm really into General Hospital. I've been loving General Hospital, okay? But I'm really worried, okay, because I got really pissed off at Sabrina for some reason on when Patrick heard the call he thought was from Robin, okay? I know nobody believes that, and I know nobody would, probably. If somebody told us, we probably wouldn't believe it either, you know, if the wife's been dead for, they say, 3 years or whatever, I don't know. But anyway, Nobody, we probably wouldn't believe it, right? Somebody said, oh, I've heard, no. You know, Robin called me. We probably wouldn't believe it either.
Especially on the birthday like that. We think
Emma.
We were imagining that, you know?
Right. And
right.
Well,
they didn't believe poor Emma.
Right, right. But it kind of made me mad because it seemed like Sabrina just absolutely did not want Patrick to call Anna.
Yeah, yeah. That mm-hmm. I mean, I do like Sabrina. I mean, so don't hear me. I do like Sabrina. I know a lot of people don't, but I do like her. But I thought,
like,
wait a moment. What are you scared of? What are you scared of? Are you scared of this is true? I mean, yes, it is true. But are you that scared?
Right. I mean, Anna, she just told Patrick, you got to go on with your life, and he took off the ring. Remember? You know,
yeah.
He even said that. And
right.
She had tears in her eyes, you know. But it kind of teased me off the way Sabrina, her tone and her voice and everything. And she kept going
yeah.
to him one side and the other. Like, you know, she was almost desperate. That is not
mm-hmm.
Robin. Now, she asked him, you know, at the end of the show today, you know how Nicholas came in. Wasn't that great? Wasn't that great?
Oh,
You know, I heard you guys already talk about it. Wasn't it great?
I was almost at the end. I had 10 minutes.
Oh, me too.
Let me just fast forward and see this end.
Please.
Robin. That was
that
so
door.
Exciting. Would you say her name is Rena? I'm sorry, Rena.
Renee.
Hey, I'm sorry, Renee.
Weren't
yes,
you like,
Renee, that was
okay.
so exciting when he saw Rob and Nicholas.
Weren't
was
you
screaming.
Like, please get through that door. Weren't
open
you
it
like,
up, open it
please.
Up. You got 1 minute.
And then when he saw
yeah,
Robin.
Yeah, that's how I was, too.
But you know how long it'll take them probably to get out of there. It'll be so many problems and stuff.
Well,
you know what
you
I
know
mean?
But Nicholas has a gun. I mean, I'm sorry. People know I'm not a Nicholas fan. I mean, not a big one. He does annoy me sometimes. But when he was holding that gun, I will say he was sexy as hell. There was something about guys on these soaps that
I think he was gorgeous. So what a body! What a face! What an everything!
You know, I think him is great. I've been thinking him and that damn Brit will get together. Ugh.
I'm jealous.
I know, Brit. You know, she's been working
what?
Pretty good.
The thing about Brit, I don't like her on most days. So I want to shove her off a cliff.
I said that, actually, that I just can't get past it. I don't like her still. I like her better than I did. I like her better than I
well,
did when she was off the cliff.
Well, with Nick, at least I don't want to push her off the cliff sometimes.
Gently roll her off.
I mean, she did terrible things with her because, you know, once you knew her,
especially,
who her parents were, you understood better, you know?
Now
okay,
we understand.
You know, and especially when she was in the wheelchair because she was so, you know, she couldn't do anything, you know?
And she
treated
I was like, I'm going to roll that wheelchair right off the cliff.
But I like her better now than I did. But I said that to Carly one day. I said I don't hate her like I used to at all. I'm just being honest. But I don't love her because of all the trouble
yeah.
she caused Patrick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I still can't.
Right.
But now that I know a lot of it was her mother, I'm starting to like her better than I did. You know.
Now we can clearly see why she is. You know.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kathleen was just on Carly's show a couple weeks ago, and that's exactly why I told her. I was like, I completely understand, you know, Brit.
Right.
I'm like, you made
what
me
if
like
you had
Brit.
Father? If you had a parents like those, good gosh.
Yeah.
She's normal. Well, somewhat normal. Yeah.
Let me ask you guys one thing that's just killing me. Okay, at the end of the show today, though, Patrick said to, you know, Sabrina, marry me.
Marry, of course, right at that second. I know.
Now, do you think probably, like always, Robin will come home right during
mm-hmm.
the wedding?
No,
yep.
I do.
Because didn't that happen to years and years ago to Felicia and
Frisco?
Was it Felicia Frisco and that yeah. Who was her other fiance? Who was
Mac?
That, Carly?
Oh, crap.
Was it Mac?
I think the first person to see Robin is going to be Elizabeth.
It wasn't Mac, Nicholas. No.
Who is that?
Elizabeth?
Is that David? That David? David?
Daniel. No, this is Shady.
Who's that?
Shady.
Shady, okay. Oh, I don't know you, hon. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Ron Carveretti is really, really good at that.
I didn't know there was a man on the line.
He's only now with all these females.
What? So the first person to see Robin will be Elizabeth?
Yeah, I think the first person to see Robin besides Nicholas, obviously, will be Elizabeth. Either Elizabeth or Luke.
Okay,
Luke,
yeah, because Luke's got to come back, doesn't he? He's got to come back.
I think something's going to happen where Robin has to come face to face with Luke. I mean, if she has to draw the blood, he's obviously going to have to see her.
I would love that. I would love seeing a Robin Luke scene because, you know, it will be awesome. I think the next week, 2 weeks, the storyline's going to explode.
And I think Elizabeth is going to see Robin because I think Robin is going to hide out at Liz's until she figures out what to do with Patrick and Sabrina.
I think so, too, and Emma. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What do you think she'll do?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think she'll go ahead and not – do you think she will just try not to break them up?
I think she'll try to figure out what's best for Emma and in regards to what's best for Patrick. I think Emma comes first, and she'll end up at Liz's because Liz is her best friend, and she asked Liz to take care of Patrick and Emma if something happened to her.
You know, somebody – you know, and then, like, a lot of people are like, well, Robinson come back and beat – you know, Sabrina's ass. I was like, she told Patrick to move on. So why would she,
I want to know that,
you
too.
You know, it's like, why would she beat somebody up when she told Patrick to move on a year before that?
I
want
to know that, too. How'd she tell him to move on, hon, when she didn't know she was going to die? I wasn't watching it then.
Her medicine, because she has HIV. She has HIV, and her medicine stopped working for a while.
That's
it was a big storyline. And she did a video for Patrick and Emma and told because she thought she was going to die.
Oh, in case she ever died because of her medicine. Okay, stopped working.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, because at that time they thought her medicine was going to stop working, so she thought she was going to die.
Okay.
But she didn't because it started working again.
Answer me this. Who do you think Patrick would go with? Who would go back? Would go with if she he knew
Robin
was in town.
Hands down.
Robin
hands down.
Good. Bless your heart. I like you. I like you, honey. I can't pronounce your name. I like you.
Just say she.
I'm so torn.
I like you
because just like Nicholas makes Britt, you know me like Britt. Patrick makes me like Robin, which is a good thing because I don't like Robin. Phyllis does not like Robin. I haven't liked Robin in a long time. About 20 years. Anyways, I know a lot of people
about
are like, oh my God, you don't like Robin? And I'm like, nope.
That'd be true.
I just want Britt's baby father.
Everybody goes, because you're Team Carly, I was like, I never liked Robin to begin with. I liked her with Seth.
Yeah. That's how I am, too. I'm Team Carly all the way, too.
The Carly situation didn't help either.
Okay. Would they be legally still married since she didn't die?
Yes.
It doesn't have to be 7 years that somebody's gone before.
Yeah, it has to be 7 years.
So what's going to happen is Sabrina and Patrick, I think, are going to get married. I think the wedding's going to happen. And Robin won't be revealed until after the wedding happens.
She's like, why is that girl going to let it go through? What in the hell are these soap operas doing to me? I'm getting too old to be going through this stuff.
I think curing Jerry. I think somehow Jerry is going to still control her even after Nicholas finds her.
Can we shoot Jerry? I'm just going to, like, lock Jerry up. And
you know,
won't
anybody tell? Come on. You would think somebody would tell. Nicholas would tell Patrick, or somebody would tell.
That's why I think Nicholas will tell either Britt, and Britt will tell everybody, or something. Because you got to remember, Britt's on the island. Everybody on that island knows Robin's alive, very much.
That's what I mean. Britt. You think when they get off, somebody would tell. Even though she, you know, sees Elizabeth, you think,
this
come
is poor
on.
Charles. Nobody... Everybody knows everybody's business in Port
Charles.
Oh,
and Anna
and
Robert
Anna?
In the previews
arrived. What about
at
Anna?
Yeah,
what
Anna knows she's alive, and Robert, they'll be there Monday.
What it's about Anna? Won't Anna tell Patrick?
If she can talk to him, yeah, so far they haven't spoken. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
no,
well,
what
no.
Because
Patrick... Because
Patrick called Anna about the phone call, and then Anna's going to tell Patrick that the truth.
She's going to tell him the truth. She didn't want to get his hopes up. Remember she said that to Robert the other day?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Didn't want to tell anybody so she was 100% sure, and that's why they didn't even tell Mac, because Robert was going to tell Mac, but they don't want to disappoint anybody. So I think that's why Anna didn't call Patrick, you know?
You know, I with Luke and Anna would connect too, and because I think, you know, because if Luke told Anna, oh, I've been held captive by Billy at, you know, Cassidy Island.
They better tell him. I'm going to forfeit watching General Hospital for a while if they don't tell. If they don't tell somebody that Robin's alive for a while, I'm not going to watch it for a while, because that drives me crazy.
Renee, this is coming to a head. You know, this is going to be really good in the next...
This is a big storyline coming up. I think they're going to push it.
Now, Renee, it's going to be good. Everything's going to come out.
I know, it's going to be, but it drives me crazy. These things drive me crazy when they don't, you know what I mean? This is, you know, I know it's a soap opera, and that's what they want.
Two months ago on this show, I called it. I said they're going to push it until November, for November sweep.
Yes,
you did.
You called it.
I did. Karen and Carly can vouch for me. I said they're going to push it.
Remember I said how long you think this will go on?
Oh, it is November.
And I said November. Yep. I said November sweep.
You're right. We'll be November sweeps. You're right.
Yeah, because October 31st
and
starts November
sweeps. Actually, you guys, just for FYI, November sweeps start next week on, like, the 26th or the 25th. It doesn't start November 1st. It starts a couple of days into October, and the end of October, right? Sadie, am I right on that? I read somewhere.
I believe so.
That.
But I think GH's November sweeps actually starts next week with everything exploding and coming to a forefront next week.
But I called it. It's a big storyline, and they're going to wait until that November sweep.
So next week is for Delia's funeral, then, right? Because that's the beginning of that. That's why they're doing that next week. I kept wondering why they didn't roll it over to the following week. But
you know what? What do you guys?
Wow, that's going to be
a
big week.
I'm still not over Cassie and Colleen's death. Then you have to kill one of my other favorite kids? Really?
Oh, you guys,
what?
This one, you know, we have 2 minutes left.
What do you guys think?
We are going into overtime. We're at 2 minutes left. We are going into overtime. Everyone call back in next week, because this is so much fun.
It is fun.
Cecilia was right. It's crazy, but it's fun. So, you know.
I like talking to you guys. You're a lot of fun.
All right. Nice to meet you, Renee. Nice to meet you.
You too.
And you can follow me on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, just follow me. Sylvia Alexander.
Right.
We can still talk.
It's
just going to go in overtime just now, just so you guys know, so you don't guys just hang up.
How long do you guys talk for usually?
Until Blog Talk
kicks us off
sometimes.
Until they set us off.
Yeah.
Yes.
How long's that usually last?
Kelly. Okay. Wait, Renee is still here, right? Oh, is Kelly still here?
Yep, I'm still here.
Okay, because the other one had to drop off. She dropped off.
Oh, did Kelly go?
Did.
Yeah, Kelly
went.
Oh, I didn't know that. I feel bad. No, I didn't know she got off.
Are we dropping out? Everybody
No, we usually talk until they hang us up.
Yeah. So
didn't they do that last week, Cecily, or at least before they hung us up? Yeah.
Well, next
last week
we'll
hung us up. She's like, sorry. I mean, Carly tweeted me like right after. It's like, sorry, it hung up on me. I was like, it's
next
okay.
Week we'll have a lot to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean.
I just want them to reveal Britt's baby's dad already. I think it'll be interesting. I mean, if it is Dante, who's Britt's baby's dad, it'll be interesting because the grandfathers will be Sonny and Cesar.
Can you imagine?
Oh, wow.
I want to see Sonny reaction about Robin being alive. I just want to see that. I'm sorry. I've been wanting to see that forever. I just want to see Sonny like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, because that's going to be his reaction.
Because really liked Robin. He really loved Robin.
Yeah,
right?
I mean,
Robin was a sister to him.
Like a little sister, yeah.
Because Stone and everything. And
oh, I love that.
Mean,
Stone, that was too sad,
That was. Do you think they're going to find, I think they're finally going to figure out Derek Wells. That Morgan, he's seen that, but do you think that Morgan will ever finally tell his dad?
I think Morgan's going to be working for the Jeromes. I think
God, I'll hate that. Really?
Won't that be something? Won't that be a trip?
I think he's going
to be fun to watch.
I think Morgan's going to confront Derek Wells, tell him that he knows his true identity, and if he doesn't give him a job in the mob, that he's going to reveal it to his dad.
Well, you know, that's probably right. I wish it would go the other way, though. I wish he would tell Derek that, but be double-crossing Derek and really working for his father. That would be even better, but he's so mad at his father now,
he probably won't talk to Sonny. Yeah, he's got such hate in his eyes.
The way that everybody's like, well, Morgan's being a brat. I'm like, no, he's being such a good personality of both of his parents. That is both of his parents put together in one child.
I think what's going to happen is Morgan's going to do something to the warehouse, not realizing Michael's working in the warehouse, and Michael is going to get severely injured, and Morgan's going to have such a guilt trip that he finally says it's all funny.
I don't like that one.
But it's going to happen. I think that's what's going to happen. It's going to be a turning point in the Morgan-Michael
relationship. Do you think Morgan's going to hurt Michael in the warehouse?
Accidentally. He's going to just go against his father and go after that warehouse. To prove that he can do something
Julian. Do you think Sonny will realize it's Morgan that did it?
Well, not right away. Not right away he won't, but after Morgan confesses, then he'll push Morgan way farther, and actually he'll be with Michael even more, and which will fuel Morgan's hatred.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. That probably is the way it's going to go, and there's going to be a lot of upset people.
Who will be with Morgan even more?
I said it'll fuel his hatred even more towards Sonny.
Guess and he'll probably be working for the Jeromes. He's right.
You mean Morgan's hatred of Sonny even more?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Sonny will probably side with Michael.
Well, I would hope. Oh, that kid,
I understand where Morgan's coming from because, I mean, Michael was like the golden child. Like I told somebody a couple weeks ago, you know, Morgan's like the AJ of the princess family, you know, where Michael's the golden child and Morgan kind of got left out.
Look what poor Michael's been through, though. He's got shot.
Exactly.
In the head, and went had been in a coma, and he had, you know what I mean, he went to prison, you know.
You know who Morgan is reminding me of, though, is Sonny's dad. Because Morgan has a gambling problem just like Sonny's dad.
When they said that, that is the same thing I said. I said he is his grandpa Mike, is exactly what I said when they bought the gambling story with Morgan.
Now, why do you guys,
like, just like his grandpa.
Why do you guys think that? Now, why do you think that?
Well, Sonny's father, Mike Corbin, had...
Right.
Yeah, had a...
had a gambling problem, like, the whole time he was on Joe Hoffman.
You're right.
Harley's trying to help him. Jason's helped him. Sonny's...
And then that waitress, Kelly's...
Right. He had the gambling problem, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Mike Corbin that runs the diner.
And actually, Mike... is the reason that Carly and Sonny got married the first time, because Carly, he had a gambling problem, and she was going to blackmail Pharrell, and she couldn't get out of the room in time. And she had to be a character witness or whatever, and so that's how they got married the first time. Testify against Sonny.
And you got to remember, it's the Jeromes who are actually running that gambling ring. So they have Morgan right where they want him.
Yep.
Sonny's catching on that's the Jerome. So Sonny's catching on, I think, that's the Jerome.
He's catching on slowly but surely.
If I have to vote for
Team Jerome or Sonny, I'm Team Sonny all the way.
Oh,
me
too.
No.
Me too. No.
I've always loved Sonny.
Oh, yeah, me too. Did Jax ever, did he ever adopt Morgan?
No. Jax, no.
Yeah, something happened.
Jax wanted to, but Morgan didn't.
Oh, okay.
Morgan didn't want him to adopt him.
Okay. I thought something must have happened there.
Yeah, and
but
I
Jack
also
pretty much raised that child. But anyway,
I kind of stopped watching for a while when Jason and Elizabeth didn't get together after that had that baby. When it kind of kept going back and forth,
that was frustrating.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I started watching again.
That's going to impact Robin.
What's that, hon?
I'm curious to see when Brenda returns, how long it takes Brenda and Robin to reunite.
I know, because I guess Brenda will be coming back because she's on that show. I mean, she's calling from wherever she is. I mean, she's talking about Sonny. It's trying to call one day.
That'll be exciting again.
Mm-hmm.
The last time was disappointing, though. The last time she
five times she came back. Last time I actually liked Brenda was in 2002 when she married Jason.
Yes,
the
I love that
five
too,
times
actually,
she came
yeah.
back, I have not liked
but
her.
But she didn't really love Jason, did she? Didn't she marry him just for Sonny or something?
It was a protection thing, I believe.
I think
Alcazar. Alcazar, because she was there when... with the whole Luis Alcazar, then we found out it was Alexis. But he also it was funny because Carly, when they came back from their wedding, and he goes, "You told me to distract her," and she goes, "I didn't tell you to marry her."
Carly is so protective of, you know, or jealous of, you know, Sonny and Jason.
I know. I never thought she was this. No. She's overprotective, and I love it that she's overprotective. That's only, Cecily, back me up here, please. That is the only family Carly really has known is Sonny and Jason. They have seen her at her worst and her best, and they still love her.
Well, that's what I've always... That's what I've always said about the whole Jason Carly friendship. You know, that I love so much, you know. And I've always said that. I'm like, the thing about it is Jason has seen her at her worst and still wanted to be her friend.
Mm-hmm.
And she's never had that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why she's so close to Jason, because she's mm-hmm. done so much stuff to him, and he's still stuck with her.
Yep.
And, I mean, and I'm not saying, and I'm like, on the flip side, Jason has done some stuff to Carly, too. It's not just
sure.
Carly. You know,
what?
It's been Jason, too.
What'd she
and
do when
so,
he died?
Nothing.
I mean,
how'd she react? Was it just horrendous when Jason died?
For a minute.
My whole book.
But I think.
When Carly died, did she just melt down? I mean.
Yeah, but not
really
as bad
did.
As you think. That was one of my main complaints.
Like, yeah.
Well, yeah, you know what? Well, I was a fan club weekend.
Nobody really grieved. I told Laura, and
also I told Bradford, and Bradford agreed with me. I said to Bradford, I'm like, you realize Spinelli had not really grieved for Jason, like, long-term, you know? And he agreed. He goes, yeah, that's what was missing. They screwed up on that.
Well, Spinelli didn't
agree
with that. He didn't, Carly, Michael, none of the close people, you know?
Nobody grieved for Jason, you're saying, or?
Well, they were upset, but I don't think they went into that storyline enough, Renee. They just
right.
Exactly. Like,
I think Spinelli did.
Yeah.
Spinelli did, I think.
I saw kind of part of the old. I watched some old YouTube things on that. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, I've always said. Especially with Carly. I'm sorry. The Carly would still be looking for Jason. The Carly I know...
Exactly.
Would still be looking for Jason. She would probably see the body and still not believe that that was Jason.
Right.
All she has to do is look in Genoa City.
Exactly, right?
Yeah, she's got to get on a plane to Genoa City.
Imagine that crossover story.
Oh, that would be awesome.
No, I've been pushing Emma and Jocelyn being friends with Faith. I'm like, they just need to get their acts together and have, I just want one episode with just Faith, Jocelyn, and Emma in a scene together. That's all I want. And my friend goes, that would have been a lot of sass in that one scene. I said,
yeah,
Sam.
Yeah, me too.
I'd love
because,
to be,
you know, what happened? How did Jake, you know, lived, even though I think Jake still lives in my head because I don't think he's really dead.
I think Helena has him.
Thank you.
5 years ago. The moment he died,
well,
and I didn't see that body, I said Helena has him.
Exactly. Okay, so in my little craziness, little mind, I would put, when they got older, when Doss, Emma, and Jake all got older, I would have had them at the next love triangle. That's who I was putting for the next, you know, little love triangle. And I would put Aiden or Spencer in there, too, for, you know, because you need a first guy. And I would have put that. And I think they missed the boat. That would have been one of the craziest things.
And that would have been, because it would have been Jocelyn, Emma, Jake, Spencer, Aiden.
Yep.
Alec, if Brenda ever came back. Is there anybody else I'm missing out of that little group?
No.
You mean the little kids? I love that little...
Cameron.
And that little Emma.
That would have been a great team scene.
But Cameron is a little older than them. That's why I didn't pick Cameron into this. That's why I left Cameron out. But
even the six.
And Emma's
a little littler.
Emma.
Yeah.
But no, I
but
just think Emma.
I threw her in with them.
I love that little Emma. She is cuter than a button, that little Emma.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Oh, Brooklyn.
She's a cute
little doll.
She's a sweetie.
And you know her acting? That little kid can act. Let me tell you, that little...
Yeah, she can.
She's
adorable.
She's a doll. She's a sweetie pie. I'll tell you, I bet Jason loves working with her and Robin, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that.
Oh, my
James
God. You should see some of the, because he has some Vines called Vine, you know, Vine videos or whatever. Jason does. Jason and has them of him in Brooklyn, which plays Emma. And they are so cute. I mean, he gets along, you know, she gets along just great with him, you know. It's like they're really close.
Who's that?
So cute. Jason Thompson in Brooklyn, which plays Emma.
Yeah.
Her real name's Brooklyn.
Jason Patrick.
Yeah, Jason Thompson.
Jason Thompson, yeah, that's right. Jason, I keep thinking Jason Patrick, the actor. The other actor,
yeah.
You know. Jason Thompson, yeah, and her.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet they get along great.
Yeah,
I've seen
little videos of them together, you know, and she's like,
what do you see,
playing
those,
tea
huh?
party. It's called Vine, V-I-N-E. They're like videos. It's like a big thing now that a lot of
what
actors,
is that Vine? That it's a new big thing, I guess, huh?
I don't know.
I
just see it.
It's short little videos. Yeah, it's short 15-second clips that you can record via your iPod Touch, iPhone or anything. You can actually watch 15 seconds. Well, I think it's either 6 to 15 seconds of the person's day or whatever they want to record. Some people just record stupid stuff. But, yeah, I watch all the Vines that I possibly can because some of them are just hilarious.
Oh, how do you get there, hon? Like YouTube, do you just put Vine in?
No, you have to use an iPod Touch or iPhone or something that's iPod.
I got an iPod, but just for the music, I think.
Okay, if you get an iPod Touch or an iPod with a screen that you can download apps, you just type in Vine and you'll be able to download that app for free.
Oh,
yeah.
So I need another kind of iPod then.
Yes.
You said an iPod. What kind, honey?
iPod
what?
Touch.
Touch, okay.
Yep.
Well, that'd be cute because I'd like to see that.
I mean, if you're on Twitter, a lot of the GH stars, like, they throw the Vines up there and you can see them.
Yeah.
See them through Twitter. That's how I see them.
Through Twitter.
Yeah.
Are they just, like, links, little links through there?
Yeah. that they tweet. And you, Chad and Kristen, Michael and Kiki, they do a lot, and they're funny sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if you need to find anybody that's on AMC One Life to Live or GH, I have a true complete list of every single star that's on Twitter, on my Twitter account. So.
Oh, well, you've got a lot of them.
Yeah, I have. I have every single person I can actually find on Twitter on a list. So anybody that wants is a fan of All My Children, One Life to Live, or GH can find the star and go right to it.
Wow. Well, I might be asking you someday how to get those on Emma and Jason.
I mean, they're cute because she's playing Tea Party with them one time at Kelly's. And he's just going along with her, or she's playing waitress, that's what it is, and he's the customer. And it's so cute. It's like, oh, my ovaries.
Oh, I hope they don't age her. I hope they keep her almost like Robin. You know, I hope they keep her like Robin the whole time through, you know?
Yeah.
She's a sweetie.
You know, I think it depends on the parents and on the kids, too.
On the kids. You think she'll remember Mommy? How old was she when Mommy died?
Oh, she still remembers her because she keeps talking about her all the time.
Yeah, I know it. She talks about Mommy all the time. Oh, she's a memory box. And Daddy, it's Mommy's birthday. I made a picture. It's you, me, and this is Mommy. But I just talk about her and her voice all the time. I'll never forget that time. she knew she wasn't going to get a brother, you know, and she, you know, they told her, you know, she wasn't going to get a brother. She said, Daddy, I know you wanted a little boy. So she came out with two little mitts and a ball. She said, I'll go outside. We'll play catch together. You know, she's just, I just love her. I just think
she is so
a doll, baby.
Now, remember, there's two events coming up that Robin could, I would say, would be perfect appearing. Robin and Patrick's anniversary or Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Halloween.
Yeah, because I thought I read somewhere that there's going to be a costume party or something at Windermere. And she's going to be discovered by
Nick. Well, the last time everybody was at Windermere, people got killed.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I like that location.
I know, Windermere is kind of a creepy place. Remember the time Emily got killed?
Harley almost died.
Summer
God.
Holloway, who was mistaken for Courtney, and got killed. Summer was the girlfriend of Lucky and Luke.
Yeah, that's when I started watching again.
Remember when Emily
came out of her comatose state? And I'm like, oh, that's not Laura.
Remember when the real Emily got killed? The real Emily, the girlfriend of Nicholas?
Yep.
And that big party they were having, people were getting killed
in
every room.
Yep, the black and white party, yep. Black
oh,
and
God,
white
that,
ball.
Something ball, yeah, oh.
It was the
I
black
don't like
and white
that
ball.
Windermere. Can he up that place to be contemporary or modern, get all, you know, windows in that place and some light and some, you know, white lights and, you know what I mean, make that a bright place on the water?
Oh,
you know, that place is like a dungeon. I couldn't live there for love nor money. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that place is
Carly
crazy.
Carly almost died that night.
Yeah.
We had crazy Zakara, Papa Zakara.
I know. That is one place.
I think I heard you guys ask, how did Luke get that palladium poisoning? Did I hear you guys ask that earlier when I wasn't talking yet? How he got Luke?
I don't know.
Do you know how he got that palladium poisoning?
Yes, I do. He got Helena Cassadine actually gave him the palladium poisoning through. If you notice, Luke always used to wear diamond earring.
That's
and
how he got it.
Yeah, the palladium poisoning was placed on the end, the tip of that earring, and.
Yep.
Every day that he wore that earring, it would just keep going into his system.
Yeah,
and when they rescued Lulu, she put the last big dose in it too. When they killed the last one that went frozen, Styros or which one? Not Styros. Was that it? They killed. They said because Luke.
I still don't think he's dead.
Helena told Luke that the last
time
she saw him.
I don't think any of the Cassadines are dead. I think they're all frozen.
Yeah, I think they are. Helena told him that, well, you got your last big dose on that earring, you know, of that palladium poisoning. But they're going to turn around and go back because everybody might meet up at the Cassadine Island. God knows who's going to be shooting each other there, I guess.
Oh, I would love it. I'm sorry. I want a good shootout. I'm sorry. I might be a little violent here, but I'm waiting for a really good shootout, and I'm waiting.
You want to go? You want to go, Carly? Me and you and all of us will get.
Yeah,
I'm a sharp shooter, so I can shoot real well.
Let's all make a trip to Cassadine Island. We all have our recipes.
I got a couple.
I
got some AR-15s. I'll let you guys use a few. Can any of you shoot?
Yep.
No, I mean, I know some people like Ziri, but I would want to see them straight in the eyes and say, you son of a bitch.
I'm going for Jerry. Yeah, I'm going for Jerry first too.
Okay, then Carly.
And then I would go.
And
then I would go for Faison.
I go for that woman, that lady, that damn Albrecht or something. Why don't they tie her up?
Don't get me wrong. I love Kathleen. I love Kathleen, the one that played the... She's been on my show. She's great. But by now, you know, Dr. O's been bad. And so... See, you know, she needs to stop being bad.
Yeah, she's going with me down because she's an easy shot for me.
You know, and you know what? I'm not.
You guys, you said at the beginning we can be crazy and stuff, so we're not serial killers or anything.
What do you guys think is going to happen when Scotty becomes DA?
Oh God, I saw that. Oh, he's going to be. I think he's going to be a dirty DA.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
From the sounds of it.
Hey,
what about that dirty cop? What about that dirty cop that's framing Sonny?
Exactly.
There's enough
people I want to take out, and whoever is, you know, messing
with
Sonny.
I'd like to take the dirty cop out. Can I stay in Port Charles? You guys go to Cassadine Island.
I know. People in Port Charles and people on Cassadine Island I want to take out.
I mean, because by now
I want to get that dirty cop out. You know he is. He threw that gun, you know. I don't know if I was watching an old one or a new one, but he threw that gun in the water.
Ronnie's gone. Ronnie got killed by John McBain.
Who's that?
Ronnie was the old dirty cop. He got killed by John McBain, who's now plays Silas Clay.
Well, am I watching an old one or a new one? Because we get two old ones here and then one new one.
You're watching the old one right now because you got Ryan Domesco on there.
Is that right? And he was a dirty cop. He worked with Johnny. He worked with a Sonny's kid, not Johnny.
And he was also friends with Franco.
Yeah, he worked with Dante. That's right.
Yeah.
And he was set Sonny up to killing or attempted murder for Johnny. And he rubbed the gun off of Prince, and he threw the gun, I think, in the water.
Yep. You're watching the old episode.
I'm watching the old one there. See, I watched the old ones. Did he get killed? Or?
He got killed by John
McBain.
Oh,
now
good. And John McBain, is he gone? He's not on there now, is he?
Yes. Well, he is. The character, the portrayer, Michael Easton, plays Silas Clay.
John McBain was on One Life to Live.
John McBain was also on General Hospital.
And he still is on as Silas, isn't he?
Yes. Kristen Alderson as Kiki Jerome.
Of course, Franco. I mean, Roger Hayworth.
What would do if James Franco came back and there was a Franco versus Franco?
That one guy Roger Hayworth, or whatever.
He played
Franco.
That gross Franco. Who in the hell is he?
Oh.
That one. He's sicko.
James Franco.
Yeah,
that
James
one
Franco was the original. Original Franco.
Now, you know who I'm talking about now that's on there now, Roger Hayworth or something?
Yeah, Roger Hayworth. He played Todd Manning on One Life to Live.
Yeah, exactly. He was also on As the World Turns for a while.
Yes, as
Paul.
Yep,
you're right. Yep.
Uh-huh.
As Paul.
Yep. Paul, there you go. Oh. Paul Ryan.
He's very knowledgeable when it comes to soaps.
Yep, Paul Ryan. There you go. You're pretty knowledgeable, sir. What's your name again, hon?
My real name is Dan, but I go by the name of Shady on here.
Okay, but Dan?
Yes.
Okay, I can remember Dan or easier. Is that okay if I call you Dan?
That's fine.
Okay. I know a couple of Dans. It's easier for me to remember Dan. I'm a little older, so my mind's going... I'm not that old, hon, but gee, these soaps are killing me.
So who is everybody's favorite soap actress and soap actor while we're talking about
it? Oh, I know. Jeez. Young and Restless.
So one of my friends asked me this. I'm like, characters or actors?
Actor. Actor or actress. Not the character itself, but actor or actress that portrays them.
That's so hard. I have like 10. I can't even narrow it down from soap.
I'll stick with my three favorite soaps. All My Children, One Life to Live, and General Hospital.
General Hospital, I would have to past or present? Or?
Past or present, doesn't matter.
Okay. I would have to throw in, I would say, Becky, of course, Elizabeth, is my all-time favorite. Laura, which plays Carly. Tamara played Carly. And Sarah played Carly. All three of my Carlys I loved.
Well, remember, there was Carly, but she...
Well, I don't count her. I'm sorry, Jennifer. I don't count you as my Carly. The three Carlys. I try to forget
yep.
that time and point in Carly's life. That was just awful. It was awful. But no, Sarah, she will always have a special place in my heart. She can act her ass off. But so can Tamara and Laura, and I love them. Becky, those are probably my favorites on there. Actors, that's even harder, man. Probably Maurice and Jason Thompson.
Okay. What about One Life to Live and All My Children?
One Life to Live. Vicky. Erica. Sorry.
Slezak.
Slezak. I love Erica. The one that played Jessica.
Which one? Aaron Torpey or just or
No, I loved Aaron.
Or Bree Williams.
Bree. I love Bree. And especially when she did her alter egos and, like, the 15 alter egos that she had. She was great. Like, she was awesome. Let's see, who else did I like on there? And then Mel's... there's a lot. I can't narrow down. I like John. I mean, I love Michael. I love the guy that played Christian and his brother. I think Christian was David and then Antonio. Who played Antonio?
Could he get Reyes or something?
Yeah. Him.
Reyes, something.
Reyes. Or yeah, him.
Who did you just say?
Do what? The guy that played Antonio?
Okay.
Something. Reyes.
Reyes, yeah. And then All My Children is Alicia, Miskew, that played Kendall.
Okay. Now, she's on a new soap now, Beacon Hills, which
She's making out with Sarah Brown.
And Jennifer Morrison, who played Jessica Rappaport on One Life to Live. She's making out with all three of them, both of them.
Yes.
Is that a web soap?
I know.
Web soap?
It's called Beacon Hill. It's going to be on the web. It's produced and directed by Crystal Chappelle, who was on One Life to Live, also many other soaps, and also is directed
Dave
by Hillary.
Makes an appearance on Bold and the Beautiful once in a while.
Yes. Okay, go on. I'm sorry. You were saying your...
Kendall, Alicia, and then... She played Annie. Now she plays Chelsea. I can't even think of her name right now.
Melissa Claire Egan, that's on Young
and
Restless?
Yeah, Melissa. Yes, Melissa Claire Egan. Thank you.
You're welcome.
She was my favorite. I loved Annie. Like, and the crazier she got, the better I loved her.
I know.
She
was good.
Everybody didn't like her when she turned crazy. I'm like, I love her.
I know, me too.
I love her. It's been so long since I've watched all my children.
I know it.
Who was it? She played Jack's daughter. Not Greenlee.
Lily.
Oh, Lily. God.
Yes, I love Lily. She's so cute. I loved her her and Ryan's brother. Who was Ryan's brother? Jeff Branson played him.
Yeah, Jonathan.
Jonathan, yes. I loved Lily and Jonathan. They were so cute. And I loved, like, the friendship between Lily and Aiden. Like, they have really good screen time, too. Aiden and Lily.
That brings back a lot of stuff for me. That was good.
Yeah.
That was.
So what about yours? I'm not sure your name, so I can't say it.
Renee, Karen, or Carly?
Any of you lovely ladies.
Carly!
What?
What are your favorite actors and actresses from One Life to Live, All My Children, and General Hospital?
Okay, well, it's obvious, Carly.
The actress and actor.
Sorry. Rebecca, Laura, Monique Bernard, Tony Geary, Fenora Hughes, mainly for the eighth, for One Life to Live, Robert Woods, thank you. Erica Sladak, Jessica, the one that, not Aaron Toby, but the other one.
Bree Williamson.
Bree Williamson.
Yep. And then, that's it really for One Life. Oh, Kristen Alderson, but she's on the East now, but yeah. And for All My Children, Susan Lucy. I loved when, Rezzy, you know, who played, Zoxin.
Yeah, Reggie Montgomery. Just so you ladies know, I think I'm going to be disconnected in 1 minute.
Well, Billy Miller. I loved when Billy Miller was on. Mm-hmm. AMC.
Okay. So.
That's my real quick for me.
Mine real quick before I get disconnected is GH will be Anthony and Gary as the male co-star. And for the female, it would definitely have to be – it would actually be Teresa who plays Sabrina on AMC – I mean on GH, who plays Sabrina. I love her as an actress. On One Life to Live, it's definitely Melissa Archer, and then John Ball, LaVoisier, who played Rex Balsam. They're actually going to be playing grandma and grandson on the new soap, so that's, I find that very funny.
They play brother and sister on.
Yep, exactly. And on All My Children, it's Katie McClain, who's I've actually become friends with in real life, and actor would be Vincent Irizarry, who plays David Hayward. Had to say that real quick because I'm going to be disconnected in 27 seconds.
Why will you be disconnected?
Because it seems like it disconnected me exactly at 2 hours last time, and I'm coming up on the two-hour mark.
Ah, well, we miss you. It's interesting to talk to you, Dan.
Well, I call in every week, so I'll be calling back in next week.
Well, yeah.
It'd be nice to talk to you. He knows I will hunt him down, and he knows.
Yeah,
I really love him, Colin.
Sorry, I'm still around. It hit the two-hour mark. I'm still around, so who knows when I'll get disconnected now.
That's right. Well, hopefully you won't. That's so nice talking to you.
I wonder why it disconnects you. I don't get it.
I don't know.
It disconnects me.
So what is everybody else's favorite actor and actress now that I'm not disconnecting? I can ask that.
Let's see.
I know it's so hard. It's like there's so many.
It's so hard. So hard. I guess you'd have to say Tony Geary because he's been around so long. Sonny.
Yeah.
Sonny's always going to be one. Jason, well, he's no longer there, but always for me on General Hospital.
Well, that's why I said past or present, you know, because I have a lot of oldies.
He'll always be one. Always be one for me. All Carlys. I never thought when one was going off, I thought, I'll never like the next one like
I
liked the first one.
And they always make their...
Then you always like the next one.
They make their own.
Except for that one Carly, they always brought their own into it. Brunette. That one Carly was not good.
Which one?
Jennifer, the one. Yeah, Jennifer Bradford. She came after Tamara.
You're right. You got it. I'm sorry.
My mind is
getting older in the 40s.
I'm losing
brain cells. You got it. You're right. I did not like her. They didn't keep her long.
You're good.
They didn't keep her long, if I remember right, did they?
No, you're right. Nope. They did not.
You're right.
She was doing a horrible job.
You are right. You're right. You brought something back
to me. She looks like a man, for real.
She did not, but of course, Laura Wright's great, and the gal that was on All My Children as a lesbian with Miranda, what was her name?
Tamara Braun.
She was great.
Braun.
Yeah, she was great.
I was just having a conversation with her the other day. Me and Tamara were having a conversation.
Did you? Oh, that's good.
Yeah, on Twitter, yeah.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
I love it when stars will actually respond to you on Twitter. I'm sorry to cut anybody off, but it's the most amazing feeling when they actually take the time out and actually respond.
It wasn't like one tweet. It was like two or three tweets. We had a serious conversation.
That's weird, isn't it? Laura Wright did that to me, and so did Amelia Henley or whatever on Young and the Restless.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that was so strange is Laura Wright was on Guiding Light.
Well,
yep.
She was also in The City and Loving.
Yep.
Yes, but I asked her, I said, you were great on Guiding Light, and she denied ever being on Guiding Light. Laura Wright denied ever being on Guiding Light.
She probably didn't remember that.
Maybe she didn't remember. I said, you're really great on, I enjoy you very much on General Hospital, and I also enjoyed you very much on Guiding Light as well. And she said, well, thank you for your compliment on General Hospital, but I never was on Guiding Light. I'm sorry.
Wait, who said this?
You should find a scene of her on Guiding Light on YouTube.
I told my mom. My mom said, well, she was Cassie, forever. I know.
Well,
what did you say? I just dropped it,
Talks to me on Twitter a lot. She actually even direct messages me. It's
who
Katie.
Is?
The actress that tweets me a lot and actually also direct messages me, it's Katie McLean. She is a sweetheart.
Oh, is she?
Dixie. Yeah, she actually has sent me a few things in the mail. She sent me a thank you card just for the support because she has released her first short film. Called Flip Fantasia, and I've been such a fan of it and a supporter. So she sent me a thank you card, a prop from the set, and an autographed picture.
Well, that's great.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
that
and
she's awesome.
Actually,
I got.
She actually had, once I finished, like, my, and she told me if I ever write anything else that she, I want her to read, and just and that I can send it to her and she'll read it for me.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Well, you know, fans should be more, I mean, characters should be more like that, because without
yeah.
fans, they wouldn't be where they're at.
Yeah. I was talking to Michael, Becky's husband, one night, because I,
Michael Sedato or whatever.
Yeah.
Sedato.
And there was like three or four of us in like this conversation. And we were having like a 20-minute, I'm like seriously, a 20-minute conversation. But anyways, there was like three or four of us in this conversation. And we were talking about the nurse's ball and Juan in the red pants for the nurse's ball that one year. And 2001, where it was him, Elizabeth, and Emily, they did Footloose, and somebody that has never seen it. So I was like, okay, well, I'm on the computer right now. I'll just look it up real quick. I can YouTube it real quick and copy it and send it to her. And he retweeted it. I was like, oh my God, he retweeted it. So my timeline was going crazy for about 2 hours because everybody else was retweeting, and I was like, oh, great, thanks. I'm like, thanks, Michael. He's like, I'm sorry. I'm like, it's okay. But it was so funny because I was expecting him to, you know, retweet it. I was just letting the other girl show it, you know.
They seem really down to earth. Her and he and Elizabeth, you know, they seem really down to earth
yeah,
people.
Her,
yeah, I met Rebecca, and Rebecca is so nice and so sweet, and, you know, see what this really sees.
I've talked to Becky. Actually, I've talked to Becky.
Yeah.
I talked to Jen Lindley, and she's a sweetheart, too. I talked to Sean Blackmore, Sean Keegan, Brandon Buddy.
Oh, okay, but you know, who hooks you up? I mean, really funny right now.
I know, seriously.
I don't really ever
and
try to talk to
caller.
Him much, but.
Oh. Hang on a second. I'm going to put my phone down. You continue talking.
I almost fainted when I met Bradford. I really did. I almost fainted. Like, I thought I was going to faint. I really did. I'm like, okay. You know,
I'll tell you who's a great band though, and I was just shocked. Is that Port Chuck? You know the guys from General Hospital.
Yeah, Steve Byrne, Bradford Anderson.
They are
Scott
fantastic.
And the guy who plays Johnny Sicara, I can't remember.
Right. You know, mm-hmm. I listened to him one day, kind of punched in some tracks. I thought, oh, these guys, you know, they're not going to be my type because I'm more of a rock and roller type, you know what I mean? I mean, not heavy rock, but
yeah,
more of a,
yeah, I get it. Yeah.
You know, and I thought, come on now, and I saw some songs like Knocking on Heaven's Door and all this, I'm like, no way, you know, and I listened to it before I bought it or downloaded it, couldn't believe it, could not believe it, unbelievable, knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door, I couldn't believe it, it sounded just like, you know, different people that I've heard it sounded like, didn't really, it sounded a little bit like Axl Rose, but not a ton. But, I mean, they sounded unbelievable. They were great. And one of my Lynyrd Skynyrd songs, stuff like that. You know, I don't know what I was expecting, but I was not expecting stuff like that, And
well,
so,
all of them have sang on GH. Bradford Anderson sang during the Nurse's Ball.
Yeah.
Steve Burden has sang. Scott Reeves sang with the guitar. He played the guitar in the hospital one time. Another time to Olivia. Johnny Sicara's portrayer sang while playing the piano one time.
Really?
And,
okay. I downloaded it to my... I downloaded it and put it on my iPod, and it's great. And then I that was the old one. They have two. The old one was better than the newer one as far as when I listened to the tracks. But I wrote to him, told him how great his CD was, and I never got anything back. I told him I purchased one and everything, but I never heard back or anything. But that's okay. I don't expect to. But I was shocked. You know, I really was. I just didn't see Bradford Anderson and people like that singing Knocking on Heaven's Door, you know, and Sweet Home Alabama, you know, and I'm Coming Home, Ozzy Osbourne. I just did not, you know, imagine those. My songs.
Well, if you send the actors or the actresses of, you know, of shows, Accessible General Hospital, I've heard this from a few stars on the show, that they get their mail like every 2 months. So, yeah, they get backed up and they don't get their mail for like 2 months or something, every 2 months or something like that.
Right. So. I just put it on Twitter. I just put, you know, to Steve Burton, I purchased a copy of your CD, you know, Pork Chuck Volume 1, whatever I think it was called. A very, very good album. Mm-hmm. Really enjoyed it. Good job, you know.
Well, if you guys want to hear another one, Steve Burton and Donis and Jackson, they played it on YNL about a month ago. I think
it's
called
Romeo.
That song, I'm sorry, that can stay in your head for days.
Mm-hmm.
That song.
It's called Kill Romeo, or You
Killed Romeo.
No,
You
Killed
Romeo.
Yeah, You Killed Romeo.
And if you
want to
play
it
all.
This is a really good
song.
Is it on Young and the Restless or something?
You can get it on iTunes.
Oh, on iTunes.
Type in You Killed Romeo, or type in Steve Burton, or Jonathan
Jackson.
Oh, my God, that song is good. They played it on YNR one day. And that song, when I first heard it, it was so, so good.
So you just put Steve Burton, not Port Chuck, just Steve Burton.
Just
Steve Burton. It's written with Jonathan Jackson that played Lucky.
Right, Lucky. I want to ask you guys another thing. Carly, it's probably you because it's your show. What music do you start? I know Daughtry was one of the songs. Daughtry was the end song you used. What was the first song you used when you opened it up? It was something soap-wise, because I heard the name Michael in one of them.
It's the Lady Antebellum one I used, and another one was Jenna Kramer. I don't remember the song, but it's Lady Antebellum, Need You Now, I Know One. That is probably the one you're thinking.
Let me write that down. It was so pretty. I was sitting here. I knew the Daughtry song because I got the Daughtry album. So that I like that when I'm coming home.
Yeah, well, that is like my favorite Daughtry song. Well, besides September, his song they do on another album called September. That song is just so, you know, perfect. Oh, Sadie is still here. He hasn't got disconnected. Yay, sorry, I did not say this, and then he will be, and then that will be my phone.
Dan's there?
Yep, I'm still right here, just listening.
Oh, good. Now, what
He's
was
here
that
with
name?
All the ladies.
I'm just being a gentleman, not trying to interrupt.
Come on,
Carly.
Come on. It's good to interrupt.
Now, what does everybody think about? I know that you ladies discussed this earlier, but I was dealing with a friend. So what does everybody think of Thorsten K leaving All My Children, even though it's returning in about, it starts filming again in a month or two, and going to the Bold and Beautiful to play?
Wow. And being
I
don't
know where those scars.
Whoa.
Like somebody tweeted, please don't let him wear those scars because that would look funny.
And Bean Ridge, Bean Ridge.
Okay,
watch
if
out.
I say what I really, if I say what I really think, I would probably get someone say me on it, so I'm scared. But I just think it's a very interesting choice, and I'm going to see how he plays it. But, you know, I just think it's going to be a very interesting choice because, you know,
Brooke,
you know, Riz, I mean, Riz, I mean,
Bill,
oh, God,
watch out, Bill. Bill Spencer,
yeah,
well, watch
no,
out.
Riz, the actor that I played with, I cannot think of the name right now.
Don Diamont.
No, not Don Diamont, the one that I played with originally.
Ron Moss.
Okay.
Oh,
he
Ron
was
Moss.
A lot older. He was a lot older than Thorson, I think. I don't know by how many years, so I just... You know, the look of, you know, Thorson coming in to play with is going to be very, very, very interesting. And I would love to hear his thing. You know, I want him to say why he wasn't here when his mother died, when he should have been here.
That's
I mean,
right.
We all know why, really, but, you know, I think...
He should have been here then.
But I think he needs to explain himself. You know,
I think that's nuts that he wasn't here. I'll never forgive him for that. That was mother's baby.
I mean,
mother's baby. You know, Ridge was mother's baby. I mean, that's just crazy. He wasn't here.
Like Ron couldn't come back for like 2 days. You know.
That's right. That's nuts.
Well, they didn't. I mean, from what I was told, they never asked him. But the thing was, you know, I would want to see. You know, it's going to be weird seeing who is in the role after someone played it for, like, 24 years. It's not like someone has played with for, you know, like, 5-6 years. No, it's been the whole time. So I think this is going to be very, very interesting.
I hope he brings Steffi with him for a while so she can break up Liam for good and take Liam with her.
Yes, please.
Take Liam somewhere. Take Liam away, far away. I'm so sick of Liam. I'm sorry.
I want Liam and Steffi.
I want Liam and Steffi too.
Are you sick of Liam? Anybody
Liam.
Sick of Liam?
I want him with Steffi.
I want Liam and Steffi, and I want Hope and Wyatt.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Well, good. We agree.
Hello. I just don't like that Thorson K actually left All My Children when he knows it's coming back. I think that was very disrespectful. But him saying that he needs something to do, I get that. But he knows it's coming back in a month or so, and a lot of the storylines was revolving around him. I mean, his storyline with Miranda, his storyline with FBI agent Leah. I mean, a lot of the storylines was surrounding around him, and especially when Alicia Minshew guest appeared on there, Bianca and Kendall were talking about Zach as well. And Kendall had, it looks like, open-heart surgery or something like that, and was being helped by Bianca recovering. So, I mean, they have to recast them.
I don't know. I was just such a Kendall fan.
What if B&B gave him a flying deal, because I think that's what they did. Like they gave Steve Burton a flying deal.
I can see that. I don't know.
You know, I mean, because I don't think he wants to be away from Susan Haskell and his two kids for that long. I think they won the...
Now, didn't Susan Haskell also just get a new role on something? I can't remember. I thought she just got a new role on something as well.
Maybe that's why.
I thought that she just got a new role on something as well.
But couldn't, couldn't he do both at the end of the day? Maybe, like, you know, because when he